Tomorrow's World Magazine, July-August 2025 issue. Questions and answers. What is the laying on of hands? Article begins. Question. I see that laying on of hands is called one of the elementary principles of Christian practice, and is even labeled a foundation by Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. But what exactly is it? Answer. The laying on of hands is a ceremonial act in which a servant of God prays while placing his hands on the head of the person for whom he is praying. This simple ceremony holds great spiritual importance, symbolizing God's desire to set something or someone apart. We see an early example when Moses took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and he laid his hands on him and inaugurated him, just as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Numbers 27, verses 22-23. Moses did not appoint Joshua. He laid hands on Joshua to symbolize God's decision. In the New Testament, God gave authority to deacons through his ordained servants, the apostles, who, when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. Acts 6, verse 6. Later, we read that the elders at Antioch laid hands on Paul and Barnabas, commissioning them for their missionary journey. The Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. Acts 13, verses 1-3. God used the laying on of hands to show that Joshua, the deacons, and Paul and Barnabas were all set apart for his purpose. The laying on of hands is also used to convey God's blessings. When Jesus blessed small children, he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. Mark 10, verses 13-16. This blessing clearly showed where and through whom God was working. Subhead: The Holy Spirit and Healing. The laying on of hands after baptism imparts the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who when they had come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 8, verses 14-17. God sent one of his servants to baptize and lay hands on the newly called Paul. And laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Acts chapter 9, verse 17. Paul later baptized the Ephesians, and when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. Acts 19, verse 6. Jesus told his ordained servants to lay hands on the sick for healing. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Mark 16, verses 15-18. We see Paul following this instruction. And it happened that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and dysentery. Paul went into him and prayed, and he laid his hands on him and healed him. Acts 28, verse 8. This instruction applies to anyone who is sick. Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. James 5, verse 14. It is God who heals according to his will, and he gave instructions that involve the laying on of his servants' hands. Though God does act directly, he also uses his servants to carry out his will, especially in healing, blessing, and ordination, attesting to the human instruments through whom he works. We should note, however, that the power does not reside in the person, the physical act, or the hands themselves, but in God working through his physical church and his physical ministry. God has appointed his church to use the laying on of hands as a sign of his will, his work, and his authority. End of article. By editorial staff. Read by William Williams.